Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. So today, we're going to be talking about your dream audience member. So this is like a concept that I learned in college, and like sometimes you hear about it. It's like, think about the person that you would be making your art or your writing or whatever for. And if you hear that, that's like cicadas, that weird alien sound. It's like I'm in a sci-fi movie. But yeah, so you think about the person who would be like the most excited to see your art and like would be willing to support you in it. And you kind of make a list and answer some questions. So these were some of the questions that we talked about. We talked about like, so I made a dream audience member, and I was reminded of it when listening to like, it was either like a podcast or watching a video, and decided to write it down again and get an idea of like what the audience member is. So the audience member's name is Ren. They're 24 years old. They live in Canada. What are their interests, goals, hobbies, and aspirations? I said they're interested in plants, camping, writing, and anime. They have a goal of traveling to Japan. They want to go to comic conventions. They have a dream to be a voice actor. They like playing Legend of Zelda. They grew up as a theater kid. They like to cook and visit Asian markets. They like to cosplay. They like witches, spooky vibes in the fall. Ren likes breakfast, especially with friends. Ren likes indie music and plays the drums in his free time. They're introverted. They are an adventurer. They are ISFP. They are quirky and loving. Ren is a Hufflepuff. What is their story? And then you like come up with an idea for this person so you can think about like that in your art and gives you new ideas and like what to create and what to write and stuff. So Ren has lived in Canada all his life and now lives with roommates in Vancouver. He did well in high school and is now going to university. He likes exploring the woods and trying out the many new Asian restaurants and sushi joints in Vancouver with friends. What do they value? They value deep conversations and being true to themselves. They value taking care of the environment and doing our part to help others. They value time with friends and family. And then there's this thought, when you begin making videos, you can make them with this person in mind. So your content is more likely to appeal to the people who will really engage with it. So yeah, and it's cool like making this because I realize like how these kind of things relate to like Studio Ghibli and Legend of Zelda and kind of the art that I've been making, the stories I've been telling, like fantasy and stuff that's kind of alike to like Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter, like with the witch vibes and like spooky stuff, but also like plants and camping and taking care of our planet. So yeah, it was really cool making this list. So it's something I invite, if you're an artist or a writer, you're just trying to figure out like who is your art or what is the things that you do, what is it for, like who is it for, who can it appeal to, you can think about like the age demographic, like where they live, what are their hobbies, their goals, aspirations, what's their personality like, are they introverted or extroverted, what's their story, and what do they value, and also maybe what things do they not like, and what are some of their dreams for the future, and that can help you in creating your art with that audience in mind. And I was thinking about with like my YouTube videos too, like making videos that will appeal to those people. And yeah, it was a cool exercise. So I think it's a cool one to try out. I'm trying to work on being more concise with these episodes because I know it's really easy to ramble. And one thing that I found is interesting when recording podcasts is like my voice changes a little bit than like my normal talking voice. But I'm trying to be more authentic and stuff. So yeah. Anyhow, see you guys later. Have a great day. Peace.